around the Kafres Amud Aleph bottom line. The Gemara is trying to learn out that the or of Behemoth Meya is also Mekabel Tumas Oali. So far the Gemara hasn't been successful in learning out from Shrotzim or from the Goyim. So now the Gemara says, Elam Arav of my Barnish, Asya B'Kalvachomer Minotza Shal Izim. I'm going to learn it from a Kalvachomer from Notza Shal Izim, from the hairs of a goat hairs, which were part of the coverings of the Mishkan. So they're included in what is Mekabel Tuma, Tumas Oalim, from the Mishkan. We learn Ohel Ohel, to Din of Ohel HaMeis. And Notza Shal Izim, Shein Metami B'Negoyim, right? Notza Shal Izim is not Metami by Negoyim, because it's only Tzemru Pishtim that are Metami by Negoyim, or, but not any other material. Metami ba'ol ha'meis. However, notza shel izim is metami ba'ol ha'meis. If you made an oil out of this goat hair, it's mekabel tuma. Or behemot meya shemetami b'negoyim. The or of behemot meya, which is metami by negoyim, because we had that ribui of obeged, that it's even what's it called if it's a or of a behemot meya. Ain't odin shemetami ba'ol ha'meis. So surely it should be metami by ol ha'meis. If notza shel izim, which isn't metame by negoyim, is metame to masoalim, so kol shekein or of behemot meya, which is metame by negoyim, surely should metame to masoalim. Rashi, metame ba'ol ha'meis, imaso ohel, the homi mishkan gomerle. Right? We learned the whole inyan of ohel ha'meis from the mishkan, like we said yesterday. The ikar ohel, the siba mishkan, the urios izim siba. The main ohel by the mishkan was the urios izim, which were made out of the goat hair. There was another girsa here that brought down the limud of kol maisa izim. Everything that's made from izim is included. We don't have that girsa. The mehochel onafkel on ohel. The bekelim who deceive. That's not the pasuk that's speaking about ohel by what's it called by izim. But that's a different pasuk. That's telling me the kalim that are made from an aiz, also mekabel tuma. The siv, the omer bi'alma, lahavi dover habomin ha'izim min akarnayim min atlofayim, things that are made from the horns or from the hoofs. Right? That's a different limud completely. It has no shaychus to our Gemara, Rashi says, and therefore don't have the gears. Okay. So therefore, it would seem from here that what's it called? That's the place we learn it from. We learn that or behema tmeya, not only or behema tahora, is what's it called, is metami. So now we learn it from the fact that we learn a kavachomer from notza shel izim. We don't need any more to learn it from the tachash. Right? One of the layers of skins that covered the mishkan was a tachash, and the Gemara had a shaila before whether a tachash was a kosher animal or not kosher animal. If it wasn't a kosher animal, then we could learn from there that or behema tmeya is metami. Right? And we said it has to be a kosher animal because what's it called? Lohuchsher b'lecha shemayim or behema tahora bilvad. Okay. So now, if that comes to tell me this halacha, that the halacha is that only the or of a behema tahora is mekabel tumas oalim. So that's why I have to know what the tachash was. But if now we're learning that anyway, the or of a behema tmeya is also mekabel tumas oalim. So therefore, the fact that the tachash was a kosher animal, what's the nafkamina? Who cares? The tachash doesn't exist today. Nobody's eating one, right? So they existed only in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the purpose of Rav Yosef, the Elohad, the Tani Rav Yosef, lo huchshir b'mlecha shamayim, elo or behema tahora bilvad, the mayilchasa? Right? What halacha is there that I have to know that the tachash was a kosher animal and only kosher animal skins could be used in the Mishkan? We're not building the Mishkan. Who cares? What's his mashmi? He's telling me a halacha, right? And the halacha has no bearing unless the halacha would have been, which is not true, that only the or of the behemoth tahora is mekabel tumas oalim. Then I have to know that the tachash was a kosher animal, and therefore only kosher animal skins are mekabel tumas oalim. But once I learn that everything's mekabel tumas oalim, even non-kosher animal skins, so what nafkamina was that the tachash was a kosher animal? Now, it only had to do with the Mishkan, which was, and it's not going to be again, so who cares? Rashi. Since we now learn that even non-kosher animal skins are metabol to masohel, hadatani Rav Yosef lemai hilchasa. That which Rav Yosef told us, that only kosher animal skins were kosher for the Mishkan, what's the halacha? Mai dahavi havi, what was was. Right? It's not, there's no nafkamina la halacha that we need Rav Yosef to come and tell me that. Unless there's some halacha to learn from it. So until now, I thought we could learn the halacha from that, that only kosher animal skins are makabel tumas olam. But now, once I know that's not true, so what is the halacha? Gemara says, lemay hilchasa, letfilin. No, he never meant to say it by the Mishkan. It doesn't mean that only kosher animal skins are kosher for the Mishkan. That I don't need Rav Yosef to tell me. Why do I need Rav Yosef to tell me? For tefillin. That only kosher animal skins are kosher for tefillin. Someone says, tefillin behed yuksibuhu. Lamantia Torah Hashem Aficha. There's a ferish apostle that tells me that tefillin have to be written on kosher animal skins. It says, Lamantia Torah Hashem Aficha. What's it called? The parshios of the tefillin are Torah, and Torah has to be something that's kosher that you could eat. Can't be something that's non-kosher. It has to come from at least a min from the type of animal that's kosher. Okay? So Tosa says, so what? So doesn't the Gemara tell us things that are written in Pesukim? Right? And Rabbi Shmuel comes and tells me what the Pasuk tells me. Right? He comes and tells me this halacha. So he says, no, but if in fact that's what Tani Rav Yosef is telling me, he should have mentioned the Pasuk. Should have told us that what's it called? La huchshiru l'mechas shomayim ela or behemah torah shenemar torah Hashem aficha. You should have brought the source if it's an open pasuk. Should have mentioned it at least. Ela la'oram. No, it's coming not to tell me the parshios that are written, and that has torah Hashem, but the or that you make the bias of the tefillin has to be from kosher leather. Ivam Rabbaya, and that's not included in Torah Hashem Beficha because there's nothing written on the bias. Well, it says, no, that's not true. Ivam Rabbaya, Shin Shel Tefillin, Halacha Moshe Misinai. You have to write the Shin of Shakai on the bias of the Tefillin, so also it's Torah Hashem. That letter represents Shem Hashem. So it also has to be what's it called kosher from the Pasuk. And again, if Rav Yosef is telling me this Halacha, he should have mentioned the Pasuk. Elo lekorchem b'sairon uletofron begidon. No, another halacha that you have to wrap the parshios in the hairs of the kosher animal, and you have to sew the parshios with gidon, with their sinu, with the sinu from these kosher animals. So that also, that's not that the parshios have to be written on kosher animal skin. That I know from Torah Hashem b'ficha. This is not Torah. This is not Torah that you're writing. It's you're connecting the parshios and you're wrapping them up in skins, hairs. Before they put the parshios in the batim, they wind them around with hairs from a kosher animal. So, where it says, Hanami halacha moshmi sinai. That's also halacha moshmi sinai. And since it's halacha moshmi sinai, Rav Yosef should have mentioned, mi halacha moshmi sinai. Should have said what the source is. Titania, tefillin merubos, halacha moshe sinai. Tefillin have to be square, that's halacha moshe sinai. Nichrochos besaron, the parshios have to be wrapped in hairs, is uvinitparos begidon, and they have to be sewn together with what's it called, with the gid of a kosher animal. Not the parshios have to be sewn together, the batim have to be sewn together with the gidim of what's it called, of kosher animals. So that also is halacha moshe sinai. Ela the ritsuos. No, it's talking about the ritsuos. The ritsuos have to be what's it called from a kosher animal. That's not a halacha l'moshe misinai, and that's not a pasuk, and therefore Tani Rav Yosef tells me it without quoting a source. The Om Rav Yitzchak ritsuos shchoros halacha l'moshe misinai. Aye, but we have know that the ritsuos also have halacha l'moshe misinai concerning them. They have to be black. The ritsuos have to be black, that's halacha moshe misinai. So they assume that since they have to be black, the halacha moshe misinai also covers what material they have to be made from. So again, we're back to the original question. Why didn't Tani Rav Yosef tell me the source? It's halacha moshe misinai.
Why is it an assumption that because it's black, it has to be...
Because since we see already their halacha moshe misinai, it's got to be the ritsuos, misnam, it covers that too. Right? Notice, once it's halacha moshe misinai, how the ritsua has to be, misnam, it's not just the color, it's the material too. Smart says no. Noi digmiri shchoros tohoros migamiri. Halacha moshe only came to tell me that it has to be black. But the material, no, it's not covered by Halacha Moshmi Sinai, right? And therefore, Rav Yosef told me it without telling me the source. Okay, see Rashi.
So how Rav Yosef knows?
How did he know? How do we know that it has to be? Because that's Halacha, Kol Melecha Shamayim. That we learn Enoch and Ami from Leman Kia Torah Hashem Beficha, even that, even where it's not directly Torah. That's his chid. That halacha of Kol Melecha Shamayim has to be Min Hamutar Beficha, that halacha he's telling me. Right? Where did he know it from? I don't know, Mestama, he learned it from the other ones. Just like we see that things have to be Torah, so all Melecha Shamayim have to be like that. Not just things that are specific Torah. Mestama, Rashi. Elohadatani, okay, we said that. The tefillin, itmar, dehinomi melecha shamayim. The tefillin is also melecha shamayim. La oran or defush elohim. Shehaksovim shalaparshios munachim bo. That's the batim. The high low milamanti anafka, the holav Torah ksivabe. There's no Torah written on the batim. Where it says, no, shin shal tefillin, sheha or nikmat mibachuz, gimel kmatim, the doma le shin. Right, you have to pinch the skin and make it look like a shin. Ritzua Niksheris Kemindalit, and the Ritzuos also are made into the shape of letters, right? Dalit on the Rosh, the Yesh Ritzua Kfufa Kemin Yud, the Hainu Shakai, and on the arm also a little Yud. The Kivin the Os Hashem Nichta Bikmatim Shalosh, since the Os Hashem is written on the Kmatim, right, on the Shalosh, Mutter Beticha Boinam, Umikro Nothing. That also we learn from the Pasuk Torah Hashem, because that Os of Shem Hashem is also called Torah, and that's written on the bias. Ela nichrachos b'sairon, tanya lahidra of Yosef, shetorek likshor igros haparshios b'seir or behema tahora. Right, you have to, b'sair or behema tahora, you have to wrap the parshios in the hair that comes from the hide of a kosher animal. L'tofren begid behema tahora, you have to sew up the batim with sinews that come from a kosher animal. B'sairon b'sair min haklaf, kolomra b'shel tahora. The hair has to come from the kinds of skins that you could use for the tefillin, for the parshios. L'ritzuos sehen, shiume or behema tahora. The ritzuos have to be from a kosher animal skins. Halacha mosh misinai. Avikim behilchus of ritzuos misinai tahoros, no mi halacha mosh misinai. And since the halachas of ritzuos we learned from halacha mosh misinai, it makes sense to say that all of the halachas are halacha mosh misinai, including that they have to be from a behema tahora. Umasnisa Rav Yosef lav halacha mosh misinai komer. Rav Yosef didn't mention that it's halacha mosh misinai. So the Gemara answers, no, that halacha that has to be from behema tahora, we don't learn from halacha mosh misinai. That we learn that all melecha shamayim has to be from something that's tahor. That's Rav Yosef's chiddush. Okay, go on. My havi Allah the tachash. Okay, so now we've finished, we understand why, Rav Yosef had to tell us his halacha, not legabe the Mishkan, but legabe the, what's it called, tefillin. But now, the Gemara said, before we had a shaila, first whether the tachash was a kosher animal or non-kosher animal, right? And now we have another shaila, whether it's a behem or a chaya. And the Gemara says it was a kosher animal, and the Rabbanim weren't machriya whether it was a behem or a chaya. So now the shaila is my havi alo the tachash shoyd mi Moshe. What was the status of the tachash that was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? Omer Rabbi Loi, Omer Rabbi Shimmer ben Levi, Omer Hoya Rabbi Meir, tachash shohoya bimei Moshe beri b'fnei atzmo hoya. Velo hichriu bo chachomim min chaya ohu min behema. It was a min to itself, something like a koi, right? And the chachomim were not machriya whether it was a behema or it was a chaya. Okay, and the truth is, the Chachamim of that generation, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's time, they were not Machriya. Could be they didn't have to be Machriya, because nobody ever ate a chay. The only difference in a chay, if you shecht it, if you have to cover the blood, and Lechora, over here, they didn't shecht it for eating b'chlal, they shechted it only to get their skins. So it could be they didn't have to shecht it altogether. Right? You have to shecht it. It doesn't have to be kosher made. It just has to be kosher species. So they could have been nocheret. They could have killed it in any other way. Right, just to preserve the hides perfectly. So there was no nafkamina of eating it, right, of eating the chalev or whatever, because nobody ever ate them. And nobody ever, what's it called, had to cover the blood. So they weren't machriya, one way or the other. It wasn't no nafkamina. They used the skins, that was it.
Doesn't it become tamei because of the veil?
What? Tumah, first of all, doesn't make a difference. It's always in the veil. What do I mean? Without shchita.
Without shchita.
Yeah, but who said that they couldn't use Tamei Oros in the Mishkan? I don't know. No slats halacha. You have the kosher species. The Karen Achas Haisalo, it had one horn, the mitzcho, it had one horn in its forehead. Well, the Fishon is Damid Lamosha, Vasimir Mishkan, the Nignas. And it was only existed during that generation, and it was made specifically for making the Mishkan, and after that, it disappeared. It was hidden away. Nignas doesn't mean they hid them away, it means it disappeared. Rashi. My haviola de tachash, hol ula rav yosef lav le'inyin malacha de mishkan itmar lo ifshit bay. Right, so now we don't know what the halacha is, right? Since legabe the mishkan, we don't need to know whether the tachash was tor or not. So what was the status of the tachash? Medikomer keren achas haisalo b'mitzcho, when it, since it says it had one horn in its head, shma mino tor hoya. So that tells me clearly that it was a behemoth tahor. It was an animal that was tahor. Whether it was a behemoth or a chaya is still unclear. But that it was tahor for sure. Dom Rabbi Yehuda, shor shehikriv odom harishon keren achas haislo b'mitzvah. We have another situation where we had an animal with one horn, and that surely was a kosher animal. Right. So kosher animals have horns. And the shor that odom harishon was makriv, it had one horn. Had one horn in the middle of its forehead. The Maral Miprag says that because the horn is like the ikar of the animal, it's the crown of the animal, and kosher animals are the ikar of the animal kingdom. Non-kosher animals were only created to serve kosher animals, and Adam Arishon was also the ikar of the Bria, and therefore the animal that he brought as a korban represents the person himself. So the animal that Adam Arishon brought represented the fact that he was unique, had one horn, and it was a kosher animal, just like Adam Arishon was a kosher, everything was created for his sake, just like the non-kosher animals were created for the kosher animals.
But the rhinoceros isn't
tahor. What?
The rhinoceros, it's got one horn, that's not tahor.
It's not in its head, it's on its nose. Yeah. Okay. That's what it says, the mitzcho, on its forehead. Shenemar, batite, vashem, mishor, por. A lot of animals have tusks, but those aren't horns. Karen Achas Haisal the Mitzvah Shenemra Vatita Vashem Mishor Par Makrin Marthis. Right? Says that we learn from this pasuk that was the Vatita Vashem Mishor Par, better to the Rabbanu Shom than the Shor Par. That was the shore that Adam Harishon was Makriv, because it was created already mature. So the day that it was, what's it called, a par is usually a 3-year-old animal. Shor is called a shor when it's born. This was a shor par. The day it was born, it was 3 years old. It was already created mature. Right. Just like the world, that's one of the answers they say to the age of the universe, that the Rabbanu Shlom created the world in a way that was mature. So all the things that scientists say had to take millions of years to develop didn't need millions of years to develop. Right? It's true. If it had to develop from scratch, it would have taken millions of years. But there was a creator. And therefore, the Rabbanu Shlom created the world mature. So just like Adam Harishon, the day he was created, he was 20 years old. If you would examine him, you would see he was a 20-year-old male. So he had teeth, his second teeth already. So Lechora should have taken years for him to develop that. But Lamaisa, he was created that day, because the Rabbanu Shlom created him mature. Same thing with all the other things of the Bria. Somebody once said, a nice marshal, said, if you have a tape, and it takes an hour to get to song number X. So if you hear song number X playing, you could assume that the tape's been playing for an hour. But that's not assuming that there's a fast-forward button on the tape recorder. If there's a fast-forward button, then it's no raya at all that the tape's been playing for an hour, maybe playing for 1 minute, and somebody turned on the fast-forward. The Rabbanu Shlom is the fast-forward button. Right? Enochanami, if the world had to develop from scratch, it would have taken millions of years. But since the Rabbanu Shlom created the world mature, he put on the fast-forward button, and the world was created maturely. So that's shor par. Makrin mafris. It had horns and hoofs. Where it says, makrin tarte mashma. What are you telling me? It had one horn. Makrin is mashma, that it had it's all its horns. Complete horns. Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, mak mi keren ksiv. It doesn't have a yud. It's written without the yud, which you can read, mi keren, from one horn. That only had one horn. So Mara says, "V'lifshot minei demin behemahu," right? Let's learn from there that it's a behema. because what's it called? It had horns, and a behemoth had horns. Or it says no. Kiva deika kerish demin chayahu. The lesli elachad kerin. Right? There's a chay that also has one horn. That's a kerish. It's also kosher. Kosher has to be. Right? So we know a tachash was kosher. The question is, was it a behemoth or a chaya? So mistama, it was a behemoth, just like the shore. Since we find that the animal that other Marishan brought also had one horn, that was a behemoth, mistama the tachash was also a behemoth. Mara says, no, there are chayas that also have one horn. What is that? That is the kerish. Kerish is a chaya that has one horn, right? So that's why the chachamim were not machriya, whether it was a chaya or a behemoth, because it's possible to have a horn, one horn, and still be not a min behema, kind of shore, but a keresh, which is a chay.
Is there between chay and behema that behema is domesticated?
That's normally, but it's lavdafka. You know, wild behema. The difference is there are simonim for a behema and simonim for a chay. Behemas have to be one of the species of a shore, an isle, a keves, or whatever. It's usually taken that these are domesticated, but that's not the issue. Makrin tarti mashmet stam makrin kol karnov. Makrin means it has all its horns. Okay, but since it's written without a yud, it tells me it's only one horn.
If you see an animal with horns, that's enough to know that it's kosher?
Animals with horns, the Gemara speaks about, in Tchulin. Yeah, pashtus. Machlokes Rishonim exactly what that means, what kind of horns or whatever, but pashtus, horns are a symbol of all kosher animals. All animals that have horns are kosher. Okay, now let's go on. Sila sabeget shikiplo velohi vava. Okay, you have a piece of cloth that you made into a psila, a wick, and you folded it over in order to make the wick, velohi vava, and you didn't singe it. You didn't light it. It's still in its unburnt state. Rebbe Lezer omer tmeyohi. Rebbe Lezer says that beggar is makabel tumah. The ein madlikim, you can't use it as a wick for Shabbos. The Gemara will discuss next Amid, what's the reason. Okay, so if you have a piece of cloth that you fold it over to make a wick, okay, and you didn't singe it, you can't use it as a wick for Shabbos, and it's not makabel tumah. It is makabel tumah. Tmeyohi ve'ein madlikim. Rabbi Akiva omer tahorehi. Rabbi Akiva says it's tahor, it's not makabel tumah. And madlikim bo, you could use it for a wick. Okay. Rashi, shekipla kamoshe goldlim psilos. Kipla means you folded it, means you twisted it around to make it into a wick. Okay, so you folded it up. Hivava al hashal heves. You didn't singe it with the flame. Kadesh teimuch reches the tablik yofi. You didn't singe it so it should burn nicely. Tmeyahi the beged klihu umatabel tuma. A beged, a piece of what a beged means, material. Material is considered a kli, and it's makabel tumah. Im haya shalosh hashalosh. If it was three etzvos by three etzvos, which we learned already before. The kipul ein mevatel mitoris beged. So Rashi tells us, why is it makabel tumah? Because even though you folded it up, that doesn't make it not a beged. Right? The folding doesn't make it as if it's not shalosh hashalosh. You have something shalosh hashalosh, you fold it up. So now it's not shalosh hashalosh anymore. But it really is. It's just folding. So the folding is not mavako the area of the beged, even though it doesn't look any more like that area, but it has that area. That's still makabel tumah. However, lo hivava, since you didn't singe it, the ain madlikin book, and the first time we're going to explain the reason why. So it says bishlama le'inin tumah v'hoplikin. I understand what the machlokus is by tumah. The following: the Rebbe Lezer sover kipul ain omoil uvemilse komaisa kaima. Rebbe Lezer holds that folding is not mevatel the area of the material. Now, you still consider it the full area, even though it's folded up, and it doesn't look like that area anymore. And therefore, it's still makabel tumah. Rabbi Akiva sover kipul moel ubetulei bot, right? And Rabbi Akiva holds that folding it makes it a different, it's not shalosh hashalosh anymore. Now, since it's folded up, it's smaller area, it's not makabel tumah. Elul Inyan had lock of a mightly gate, but what's the machlokas whether you can use it as a wick on Shabbos or not? Omre Belazar, Omre Boshia, the Chain Omre Vada Bar Ava, Hocha Begimel Al Gimel Mitzumtzomo Saskina, who beyantiv Shecholios Erev Shabbos Saskina. She says, talking about a specific case. It's talking about a piece of material that's exactly 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. It's not a millimeter more. Okay? It's exactly 3 by 3. And it's not talking about a regular Erev Shabbos. Regular Erev Shabbos is no problem of using this wick. It's talking specifically of when Erev Shabbos is Yontif. The Kulei Alma Islu de Rabbi Yehuda. And everybody holds like Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? The Omer Masikin Bekelim, the Ein Masikin Beshivrei Kelim. You're allowed on Yontif to light fires with Kelim. You can use a Kli to light it. What's it called? It's not Mukta. But Shivrei Kelim, a Kli that broke on Yontif, right? It wasn't broken before Yontif. It broke on Yontif, that's Mukta. Because when Yontif came in, right, you had in mind to use it as a kli, you never mind to use it as a broken piece. So therefore it's mukta. So you can't light things because they're mukta with shivrei kelim, with broken kelim that broke on Yontif. With the kulei alma islu de ula, and everybody holds like ula. The omar ula, hamadlik tzorashi adlik barov hayotze. That in order to, what's it called, to light a fire on Yontif, you have to, what's it called, you can't take your hand away from the thing until most of it is burning. Okay, you have to make it that it's burning well. Okay, so you can't just put the match to it and let it start burning by itself. You have to keep it. Kindling it until most of it is burning. So you have to keep involving yourself with it and moving it until it's mostly on fire. So now the thing is like this: putting all of those things together, Rebbe Lever Sover Kipul Eino Moen. Rebbe Lezer says that even though it's exactly 3 by 3, so by folding it, it's no longer 3 by 3. Okay? The kiven da adlik be pursa havi le shever kli. So the maisa, and therefore, since when you folded it, it didn't make it not a kli. So when Yontif came in, it was a kli. You had to make the psila from Erev Yontif. You can't make psilos on Yontif. So you folded it Erev Yontif, according to Rebbe Lezer, that did not make it not a kli. It's still a kli. It's a folded kli. So it's when Yontif came in, it was a kli. Okay? Once you burn it a little bit, right, now it's not 3 by 3 anymore. Once part of it's burned, even a small 1 millimeter, it's already not a kli. Okay, now it's a shever kli. Okay? Havile shever kli. The chikom madlik b'shever kli. And now you have to continue kindling it, because you're not allowed to stop dealing with it until it's mostly burning. Right, so now you're basically being metaltel mukta. You're being metaltel with mukta, because it became a shever kli when you started to burn it, and now continuing to burn it until you can leave it go is metaltel mukta. Rabbi Akiva sover kipul moed. The ain toras kli ala. Rabbi Akiva says once you folded it erev yontif, it's not a kli anymore. It's already a shever kli because folding it makes it not a kli. V'chikomadlik beitz bialmakomadlik. And when you're lighting it on Yontif, you're lighting a piece of wood. Meaning, what's it called? Something that's not a kli. And something that, a kli that broke Erev Yontif, you're allowed to use for fire on Yontif. It's not mokmokza. Because then, when Yontif came in, you had your mind on the broken kli.
Even though it's Shabbos.
It's not Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos. It's Yontif, Erev Shabbos, not Shabbos. V'chikomadlik beitz bialmakomadlik. Omer Rav Yosef, Hainu, the Tanina, Rav Yosef says, now I understand that we had a brisa that said, Gimel al Gimel mitzumtzamos, some halach applied to something that was exactly Gimel al Gimel, 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, v'lo yodan l'may hilchasa. And I didn't know what it was talking about. Which halach depends on something that's exactly 3 by 3. Omer the commentaries of Adabar Ava, Libet Rav Yehuda, Shema Minot Rav Yehuda Sfirilei. Okay, so what's it called? Since, now the Gemara says, since Rav Adabar Ava explained this Gemara according to Rav Yehuda, that everybody holds like Rav Yehuda, Mestama, he holds like Rav Yehuda. Now this Gemara is going to question that, does Rav Adabar Ava really hold like Rav Yehuda? That's what we'll get to tomorrow. Let's see Rashi first. Kipul moil, the bitula mitoris begad. Folding it makes it not a begad anymore. Mitzum tzamos, the ihavi tzveipur, so the kuliyam madlik, it will be more than 3 by 3, then the first amount that you singe doesn't make it not a kli anymore. It's talking only where Erev Shabbos is Yontif, where there's a Shail of Mukta. If Erev Shabbos is Chol, there's no Mukta on Erev Shabbos. The Ein Mesikim B'Shivrei Kelim, Shenishbru Bo Bayom. You can't use broken Kelim that broke on Yontif to light fires. The Havilu Nolat, because it's Nolat. Because when Yontif came in, you didn't have in your mind to burn your Kelim. People don't burn their Kelim, right? They burned Shivrei Kalim. So when Yom Tov came in, you didn't have in mind to use this for fuel. Now that it broke, now all of a sudden it became fuel. That's Nolad, right? Something that when Yom Tov came in was not in the state for burning, what's it called? Avol b'kalim asikin, the hachazel l'tavla. But the mice, if you want to use a kli to burn, you can decide to use a kli because, what's it called? If you decide that you want to burn, it's no reason. You're allowed to move around the kli. But a kli that was a kli erev Yom Tov, and you went when Yom Tov came in, and you really didn't have in mind to use it for fuel. And now, because it broke, now it becomes using for fuel. That's called nolad, and that's muktzah. Well, the kuli alma islu tzorech hamadik lahadik biyadayim kodim siluk yodav rov hayotzim napsila. You have to hold on to the wick and make sure that most of it, before you let it go, you have to make sure that most of it's burning. That everybody holds to. Chutz l'ner. Therefore, you have to. Outside, what's it called, the part that's sticking up out of the lamp, most of it has to be on fire. Not most of the wick, because most, a good portion of the wick is in the oil. But the part of the wick that sticks up above the lamp, most of that has to be burning. And you can't take your hand off of it until it's mostly burning. So you're going to have to be metalpo that wick, right, after the first initial part is singed. Once the first part is singed, since it was exactly 3x3, it's a kli that was what's it called that broke on Yom Tov. Now it's muktzah. If it's muktzah, you can't hold on to it to make sure that most of it's burning before you're allowed to take your hand away. So therefore, you can't use it. And therefore, you're going to have to deal with it, right, and handle it even after it's not a kli anymore. Hilkach time of the Rebbe Lezer to Asar, Kesover Kipulenum oil. Rebbe Lezer holds that folding it doesn't make it not a kli. So when you folded it erev Yontif, it remained a kli. Bahavi le kli shenishbar beyontif. Now that you singe it, you already singed it, now it's become not a kli. And now you're going to have to still handle it in order to make it burn completely, or mostly. So you can't do that. That's why you can't use it. V'chikomadik beipursa, kiven de mentsum tzamosavi. As soon as you call you, since it was exactly 3x3, as soon as you singe even a little bit, it's not 3x3 anymore. It's not a kli. Tavi shivrei kli. Now it's a broken kli. V'pachos mishalosh lav kli. Less than 3 etzbos is not a kli. V'havi le kli shenishbar b'yontem. And now it's a kli that was broken on yontem. See, from here, kli doesn't mean something that you, as a toch or whatever. Kli means something functional. So less than 3, I suppose, not function. Say now that you're going to have to handle it to make sure that most of it is burning. You are handling a broken kli that broke on Yom Tov. And that which it says that you're allowed to use kalim for burning, that's where you don't have to make sure that it's mostly burning, right? Where you can just start the fire and then don't handle it after it's already started to burn. Right, once it's not a kli anymore, it's burned to a point where it's not a kli, you can't handle it. LMK rebal of eitzim muchanim, or unless you put other, what's it called, eitzim on it or whatever, but you can't handle it directly. But here with the wick, you have to handle the wick until it's burning mostly, and that you can't do. So therefore you can't use a wick like that when yontif falls on Erev Shabbos. That's Rebbe Lezer. Kipul moel, Rebbe Yekiva holds no, that folding it already makes it not a kli. The Al-Korch is an Erev Yontif Kiplin. You had to fold it Erev Yontif. The ain't golden seal of Yontif. You can't make wicks on Yontif. So it has to be talking where you made the wick Erev Yontif. Once you made the wick, it's not a kli anymore. Since it was 3x3, once you fold it, it's not 3x3 anymore. It's not a kli. The ain't can be Yontif Kedetanya Amevi, who fired his battle at clean but old yom. The ain't can shever kli. There's no shever kli. Because you're not using what's it called, you're not using a kli that was broken on Yontif, you're using something that was broken before Yontif. And something that was broken before Yontif is not mukta. Hainu de Tanina, Shaisi Shonim Rabosai Mishnah Gimel al Gimel Mitzumos. I had a Kabbalah from my rebbeim that there was some Mishnah that had to do with Gimel al Gimel Mitzumos, that there was some Mishnah that the Tanoim of the Mishnah were that the thing that it's discussing were exactly 3x3, and I didn't know what they were talking about. Which Mishnah is it that needs 3x3 exactly? The Ilanin Tmuye Koshikane, the Ikot Tvei de Metamik, because if it was Stam, that something only if it's exactly 3x3 is Makabel Tumah, that's not right, because if it's surely, if it's more than that. So I didn't know which Mishnah this was referring to, that the halach of the Mishnah applies only to something that's exactly 3x3. Now I know, it's this Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to go off on a tangent, right, and say the fact that Rav Ada bar Ava explained the Mishnah according to Rav Yehuda, right, Bitmil, a mirmid Rav Ada, other Rav Ada. The Gemara is now going to go off on a tangent and bring a contradiction that Rav Ada bar Ava, who seems to hold like Rav Yehuda, doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda in another place. And tomorrow we'll see that the Gemara has sources that Rav Ada bar Ava doesn't hold like that.